T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Remains believed to be those of Lucas Hernandez found in Harvey County. We've got the story.
Prostitution sting on South Broadway nets more than a dozen arrests. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. An area of showers and a few thunderstorms rolled through overnight. Now we can expect to really heat up for the Memorial Day weekend. Our forecast and how warm we get coming up.
The remains of a child believed to be 5-year-old Lucas Hernandez have been found in Southeast Harvey County, and his stepmother has been arrested. Lucas Hernandez has been missing from his Wichita home since February 17th. Harvey County Sheriff Chad Gay talked with reporters.
Our deputies were dispatched here on a report of a found body. And when we arrived, there's a body underneath the bridge up there. It appears to be a small human. And it's unrecognizable. I mean, there's no way we can tell who it is because of the deteriorated state of it.
The missing boy's stepmother, 27-year-old Emily Glass, has been booked into Sedgwick County Jail.
A bad guy with a gun stopped by a good guy with a gun in Oklahoma City.
Shots fired inside Louis in Oklahoma City. According to police, the gunman entered the restaurant and fired several shots from a handgun as people were having dinner Thursday.
When the suspect exited the establishment, he was confronted by a citizen. The citizen had a weapon, took out his weapon, and shot the suspect. The suspect is dead.
Now, that Good Samaritan is being hailed a hero, potentially saving dozens of lives.
We just felt so fortunate that there was someone there who was able to stop it.
Detectives are interviewing at least 100 witnesses as part of the ongoing homicide investigation. Mike Cantor, Fox News.
Wednesday, the Wichita Police Department conducted a sex trafficking sting along South Broadway.
This is the 9th sex trafficking sting conducted in the corridor area since August of last year. A total number of arrests is 85, 16 females, and 69 males arrested throughout all these 9 different assignments.
Police officer Charlie Davidson says Wednesday's sting resulted in the arrest of one woman and 14 men.
Kansas utility regulators have approved the merger of the 2 largest electric companies operating in the state.
The Kansas Corporation Commission's decision Thursday means that Topeka-based Westar Energy and Great Plains Energy of Kansas City, Missouri will become subsidiaries of a new company called Evergy. Great Plains is the parent company of Kansas City Power and Light. Missouri regulators approved the merger on Thursday as well. Both companies' shareholders overwhelmingly approved it in November. Westar said in a statement that the new company will have an equity value of about $15 billion and 1.6 million customers in Kansas and Missouri. The merger is expected to generate savings and efficiencies. Westar will give customers $23 million in credits on their bills, while KCP&L will issue $7.5 million in credits. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump's threat to impose new tariffs on auto imports is prompting warnings from members of his own party.
President Trump mulling slapping steep tariffs on automotive imports and looking to skirt Congress in the process. The president has directed Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to investigate whether auto imports are a threat to national security so he can act without congressional approval under the 1962 Trade Expansion Act. But those plans are meeting Republican resistance. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell tells Fox's Brett Barron's special report.
Well, I think all of us are hoping that all of this back and forth discussion about trade doesn't end up leading us into the implementation of tariffs or some larger trade war.
Some Democrats also accuse President Trump of lacking a coherent trade policy. In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
North Korea says it's still willing to sit down for talks with the United States at any time, at any format. This just hours after President Donald Trump abruptly canceled his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Soccer baseball team bows out of the postseason. Home weekend coming up for the Wingnuts. We will have lots of sports coming up in just a few minutes.
Wichita River Festival, a week away. We've got a preview. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock on a Friday morning. This year's Wichita River Festival begins a week from now on June 1st. Wichita Festival Zinc President Mary Beth Jarvis tells KNSS News as many as 400,000 people or more will attend events.
Within 9 days, we throw $25 or $30 million into the local economy, and that's awesome, and that helps enhance our quality of place. But really, the big goal for us is that we create a sense of celebration and community during those first, 10 days of June, and everyone can join in.
Mary Beth Jarvis and Windwagon Smith number 45, Tim Norton, are our guests this weekend on Issues 2018, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS.
A teenager about to graduate from his Missouri high school was banned from commencement after a prank went out of control.
18-year-old Kylan Shield just wanted to play a senior prank.
The other people were going to do, like, releasing live mice or, building a beach in the front, lobby area.
But he had to do something different. So he put his Truman High School in Independence, Missouri, for sale on Craigslist. It was going for the bargain price of just about $12,000. Trouble came when he wrote the reason for the sale was the loss of students coming up. Someone reported the posting as a possible threat. Kylan actually meant
loss of students because the senior class is graduating.
He's apologized, but he's still booted from Saturday's commencement. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A man in Kentucky's retirement dreams are shattered when his house is stolen.
Roger Pennington bought a piece of wooded property in Butler County, Kentucky, as a place to retire. He also bought a building online and moved it onto his property. He was refurbishing it to make it his retirement cabin. But Pennington left the property, returning a few days later only to find his retirement home gone. Someone had cut a chain to get access, and there were tire tracks leading out from where the building once was. His future home and all his belongings gone. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Some heavy traffic right now at I-135, right around 13th Street, north and southbound there. Some pretty heavy traffic. Watch for slowdowns. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. Good morning, Laura.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy.
Yes, so much happiness around. Happy. And hey, you know, we do have some rain out there too, so that's some great news. And so far, all this activity has behaved. We do have some spotty showers that may be out on the turnpike. This is stretching from Matfield Green to Cassaday, Burns, and near parts of Bel Air also. Just seen a nice light shower that's just popped up. But the one thing that may be something we have to keep a close eye on is what's going on near Walton to the north of Heston through Mound Ridge and south of McPherson. Now, we do have a line of thunderstorms that may be on the stronger side of things. Could be looking at some small hail, gusty winds, 40 to 50 miles per hour. This is sinking off to the south and east, I think, for the most part. Into the parts of the metro, we should stay mostly dry. But we're just going to allow for that morning chance for some showers and storms. We're going to clear out, dry out for the afternoon. It is going to be another hot one, calling for a high of 90 degrees, a breezy south wind at 8 to 18. Through the afternoon and evening time frame, there is still that potential we could see a stray storm. Most of us should stay dry through this time period. Anything that gets going, easily will clear out. And then we allow for the heat to build through Saturday, Sunday into Memorial Day, calling for highs in the low to mid 90s. It is going to be a downright steamy weekend overall.
Looking at this radar, the KNSS Weather Center radar, I see the shower you're talking about. Just the northeast corner of Sedgwick County starting to get some.
Yeah, no, it looks like Park City should be good. But, that's just that one little corner that's just right into Bel Air, and that stretches farther off to the north and east.
And, right, if you're in the northern part of Butler County, heading up to Turnpike or whatever, you're going to get some showers right now, huh?
Exactly. So, at least we don't have to deal with the severe weather this morning, just that stronger thunderstorms farther to the north. But noisy start, but beautiful end to the day.
Hey, were you, I don't know what your habits are in the afternoon, because you may be like me and do a lot of sleep, but I took a nice nap yesterday afternoon during a very pleasant rain shower in Wichita.
Yeah, you know what? I was out at the gym when that happened, and I walked out, and I was like, man, I would do anything to be in bed right now. But then by the time I got home, the sun was shining. It was beautiful.
You were out with gym or at a gym?
At
sorry.
At the gym.
Sorry.
It's okay. You got to clarify sometimes.
Sorry about that. Really. At any rate, and I just looked National Weather Service's total, 0.23 inches of rain yesterday? Just about, what is it, a quarter of an inch for Wichita?
Just under a quarter of an inch, yeah. Yes.
So it seemed like a very
nice. Got some rain
nice.
In the buckets, but then, you know what, there's some people that might be on the west side that said, I didn't get anything out
yeah.
of that.
So kind of spotty then? Yeah, okay. So all right, so what, you got a big weekend planned? I know it's personal. You may not want to tell me, did you?
No, I'm parking up at the pool, just going to hang out, lay low all weekend. I'm going to be back bright and early Monday morning.
Well, you know, what you need to do is make sure, and I don't know how you are on this, but you got to make sure you get some sunscreen on if you're going to be out in the sun. Take care of yourself, okay?
Absolutely.
I did a lot of running without any sunscreen on when I was younger, and I paid for it about 15 years later, so... I'm not going to go any further with it, but...
I'll make sure to spread the word. I'll be out at the gym. I'll be like, this crazy guy I talk to every morning told me to slap on the sunscreen, so you got to do it, too.
Well, but the thing is, I have very fair skin. I'm actually a blonde, and I'm very fair-skinned. If you ever, you've never seen me, but I'm a really attractive guy, and I'm kind of a blonde, you know? So take care of my skin.
Okay.
Laura, are you there? Hello?
I'm still here.
Hey, listen, you have a great weekend. Say hi to Jim for me, will you?
Dude, take care.
Okay, Laura. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Laura Bannon. I sure hope I didn't embarrass her in anywhere there, Chad. It seems like she's taking it all in good humor. This is May 25th. This is a big, oh, by the way, yesterday's high in Wichita was 88. We may have close to that or more today. This is a big day in weather history. It was on this date in 1955. We had two violent F5 tornadoes struck north central Oklahoma and extreme south central Kansas. This included the Udall tornado. Jed, we had a call. Was somebody reminding me that Blackwell got hit by this one or two of these? Yeah, was it the same one or was it a different one? It says there were two of them. This one had a track 30 miles long, averaging half mile wide. Tornado leveled most of Udall, killed 75, injured 270. It also killed five children in 3 miles northeast of Oxford, bringing the total number of fatalities to 80. Still, the deadliest tornado in Kansas history.
Right.
Now, a half mile wide, you say, well, we've been talking about tornadoes 2 miles wide and 2.5 miles wide. But a half mile wide on an F5, you don't measure how wide it is. The F5 measures wind speed at the ground.
Wind speed and damage.
And damage. So you go in afterwards to assess the damage. And from what I saw, again, my... late father-in-law Gene went down there to help with the Salvation Army. Took along his bell and howl and got some film of the devastation. And it was pretty much
bad. Yeah.
I mean, it was pretty much level down there in Udall. And so this is still the deadliest tornado in Kansas history.
I think it was at 10:30 at night. Pretty late in the night for a tornado that large to be barreling through.
In 1955, and remember, 1955. I was a very small child in 1955, but they didn't have sophisticated radar.
Nope.
They didn't have the kind of communication we have now. Something like this is coming up. We can usually see something on a radar screen on TV, and some of the TVs and radios will get the word out for you. And the Weather Service is vastly more sophisticated now than it was in 1955. You know, the TV weather on TV in those days, you had the people with boards behind them, and weather people that were, and felt clouds, little pieces of felt that they put up for a cloud. Remember that?
Well,
it was very sophisticated. So this was in 1955, no color TV. Wow. And again, that was the Udall tornado. And those of us who've grown up in this part of the world know about it, okay? And now you do too out there with Steve and Ted. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Sports time with Ted Woodward and the Shocker baseball season has come to an end, right, Ted?
Trying to keep things alive yesterday in the loser's bracket of the American Conference Tournament in Clearwater, Florida. The Shocks taking on South Florida yesterday morning, but Wichita State got behind right away in the first inning and never recovered. Mike Kennedy had the call of the game yesterday on KFH.
Two strikes away from a complete game victory here after going only two-thirds of an inning against the Shockers in the regular season. Vickers grounds hard to third, right at Villar, sets up, throws him out, ball game over. Shockers down quickly, 1-2-3 in the ninth. Colin Sullivan finishes off a complete game victory as USF eliminates Wichita State from the tournament by a score of 7-2.
And the Shockers will finish the season with a record of 35-21-1. Pro baseball last night, the Wichita Wingnuts had a 5-2 lead in the eighth inning at Lincoln, but lost the game. Lincoln scored four late runs and came back to beat the Wingnuts 6-5 for their three-game sweep as the Wingnuts dropped their fourth in a row. Wingnuts now will be home for the next week as they start a seven-game homestand, starting off with the Texas Air Hogs for the next 3 nights at Lawrence Dumont, next 3 days at Lawrence Dumont Stadium. Tonight at 7 o'clock, you got fireworks. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, it's the first heritage night of the season for the Wingnuts. They will be wearing old Wichita Jobbers replica jerseys for the game tomorrow
Jobbers.
Night. And then on Sunday afternoon, it's Bark in the Park. Bring your dog to the game. And then Monday night on Memorial Day, Cleburne will be in town featuring Rafael Palmeiro on their roster. And there are $1 tickets available at Quick Trip locations for Monday night's game. So the homestand begins for the Wingnuts. Kansas City Royals last night began a four-game set down in Texas, taking on the Rangers, and the Royals were having a time of it. Now they got a winning streak going. You heard the game last night on KFH.
The pitch, Salvi swings, bangs it up the middle. That's a base hit. In comes Jay. Here comes Whit Merrifield, and it's a four RBI night for Salvador Perez. Royals lead it 6-0.
It makes a difference having a healthy Salvador Perez,
you know,
and he's having a heck of a week, too.
Good point, yep. Ted.
As the Royals win their third in a row, the first time they've done that all season long, as they easily take care of the struggling Rangers 8-2. Royals will continue in Texas tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. All those games live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. High school tournaments and state championships are going on all over the state in baseball, softball, and girls soccer, and track and field. Of course, thousands of athletes, every high school track athlete at the state tournament convening in Wichita at Cessna Stadium for the huge track and field championships today and tomorrow at Cessna Stadium. High school girls soccer, congratulations to Final Four contestants Bishop Carroll, Mays, and McPherson in their respective classes. McPherson is competing in the 4-1A State Girls Soccer Tournament up in North Newton. And in high school baseball, congratulations to teams that have made the Final Four. Derby in Class 6A. Heights will take on Bishop Carroll in 5A today. That's at X Stadium. And in Class 4A Division 1, Arkansas City and Andover Central square off in Final Four baseball action. And in men's soccer, FC Wichita has a home match at 7:30 tomorrow night at Trinity Academy Stadium. FC Wichita hosting Tulsa Athletic tomorrow night here in town. That's sports with Steve and Ted, KNSS. We mentioned the Wichita Wingnuts have that home weekend coming up against the Texas Air Hogs.
Yeah.
You know, fireworks and Heritage Night and Bark in the Park and all sorts of fun coming up.
Refreshing cold beverages.
This weekend. And we're giving away 4 packs to go see the Wichita Wingnuts. I'm going to give away a 4-pack of Wingnuts tickets right now.
Great.
And you can use that 4-pack for any game you want. Mm-hmm. How about caller number 4 for that 4-pack? Call me now at 869-1330 for Wingnuts tickets.
Quick update on the possibility that the remains in Harvey County are those of Lucas Hernandez.
Yes.
And stepmom, Emily Glass, as we told you on our news, booked into jail. Yeah, it's suspicion of interfering with a law enforcement officer and obstruction. Those are the charges facing her right now.
That's what she was booked in for.
Okay. All right. 7:22 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. A new plan for the starving in Venezuela. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.